In its essence, it was what I call a shyster trick. One in which the artificial atmosphere which has been created does all the work. Of course, the emotional effects made my election certain, as intended. The robo-psychologist nodded. I see you intrude on my field, as every politician must, I suppose. But I'm very sorry it turned out this way. I like robots. I like them considerably better than I do human beings. If a robot can be created capable of being a civil executive, I think he'd make the best one possible. By the laws of robotics, he'd be incapable of harming humans, incapable of tyranny, of corruption, of stupidity, of prejudice. And after he had served a decent term, he would leave, even though he were immortal, because it would be impossible for him to hurt humans by letting them know that a robot had ruled them. It would be most ideal. Except that a robot might fail due to the inherent inadequacies of his brain. The positronic brain has never equaled the complexities of the human brain. He would have advisors. Not even a human brain is capable of governing without assistance. Byerly considered Susan Calvin with grave interest. Why do you smile, Dr. Calvin? I smile because Mr. Quinn didn't think of everything.
You mean there could be more to that story of his?
Only a little. For the 3 months before election, this Stephen Byerly that Mr. Quinn spoke about, this broken man, was in the country for some mysterious reason. He returned in time for that famous speech of yours. And after all, what the old cripple did once, he could do a second time, particularly where the second job is very simple in comparison to the first.
I don't quite understand.
Dr. Calvin rose and smoothed her dress. She was obviously ready to leave. I mean, there is one time when a robot may strike a human being without breaking the first law. Just one time.
And when is that?
Dr. Calvin was at the door. She said quietly, when the human to be struck is merely another robot. She smiled broadly, her thin face glowing. Goodbye, Mr. Byerly. I hope to vote for you 5 years from now. For coordinator. Stephen Byerly chuckled.
I must reply that that is a somewhat far-fetched idea.
The door closed behind her.
I stared at her with a sort of horror.
Is that true?
All of it, she said.
And the great Byerly was simply a robot. Oh, there's no way of ever finding out.
I think he was.
But when he decided to die, he had himself atomized so that there will never be any legal proof. Besides, what difference would it make?
Well, you share a prejudice against robots which is quite unreasoning.
He was a very good mayor. 5 years later, he did become regional coordinator. And when the regions of Earth formed their federation in 2044, he became the first world coordinator. By that time, it was the machines that were running the world anyway.
Yes, but no buts.
The machines are robots, and they are running the world. It was 5 years ago that I found out all the truth. It was 2052. Byerly was completing his second term as world coordinator.